This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. and Israel's intelligence agency heads met Qatar's prime minister in Doha on Tuesday. That's according to a source, to discuss the next phase of a potential deal and the ongoing ceasefire in Gaza. Reuters correspondent Trevor Quarrel.
12 more hostages were released by Hamas on Tuesday in their ongoing ceasefire with Israeli forces. Israel's military confirmed that 10 Israeli citizens and 2 foreign nationals were on its territory. 30 Palestinian prisoners were released by Israel in exchange. A source has told Reuters that the heads of the CIA and Israeli intelligence met with Qatar's prime minister in Doha over what was described as the next phase of a potential deal. Egyptian officials were also present.
Ukraine seems to be struggling to bolster its army as the war against Russian invaders drags toward the 2-year mark, meaning little reprieve for some of those already in service.
When Antonina Danilovich's husband, Oleksandr, enlisted in the Ukrainian army in March 2022, he lined up at the draft office alongside swathes of patriotic countrymen. She says those crowds are now non-existent. Danilovich and 25,000 others signed a petition to President Volodymyr Zelensky this autumn. They say military service cannot remain open-ended and insist troops be given a clear timeline for when they'll be discharged. The campaign has included 2 small protests in Kiev's main square in recent weeks, despite martial law prohibiting public demonstrations since the start of the war.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. This is VOA News. Construction workers in India have been rescued from a collapsed tunnel where they had been stranded the last 17 days. The rescue on Tuesday was a happy ending to an ordeal that had gripped the country and required a massive rescue operation that overcame several setbacks. Local relief and government officials erupted in joy and set off firecrackers as the elated workers walked out of the receiving brief checkups by doctors. A mine operator says that an elevator suddenly dropped about 650 feet while carrying workers to the surface in South Africa. It killed 11 and injured 75, happening Monday at the end of the worker shift. This was at the mine in the city of Rustenburg. The injured workers were hospitalized with 14 in critical condition. A rare gathering of current and former U.S. presidents and first ladies came together to honor former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
She had met kings and queens.
Sun Chip said she was, of course, around presidents, others in power, but she was most comfortable with the vulnerable, people who needed help.
My mom spent most of her life in love with my dad.
Amy Carter read from a letter Jimmy Carter wrote Rosalynn 75 years ago while he was off in the Navy.
Every time I have ever been away from you, I have been thrilled when I returned to discover just how wonderful you are.
And that he falls in love with her all over again.
Goodbye, darling. Until tomorrow, Jimmy.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Sudanese women of various backgrounds recently gathered in Kenya's capital to discuss the brutal war that has ravaged their country the past 7 months.
Women in Sudan were a big part of a revolution that helped end 3 decades of autocratic rule by former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. Their push for a transition to a civilian government was cut short when war broke out 7 months ago.
Since April 15, voices of civilians and voices of women has been completely, sabotaged.
Hala al-Karib is with the Strategic Initiative for Women in the Horn of Africa. She says it's important to bring Sudanese women and civil society groups together. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
More VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.